This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, presented by Hooters. Hot wings, cold beer, summer seafood, Hooters style. Hooters, the original wing joint since 1983. Go boneless, 10 boneless wings shaken in one of Hooters' signature sauces with a side of fries for only $9.99 all day, every day. And remember, $15 gets you a bucket of five Corona, Corona Light, or Modelo bottles. Also, those daily lunch specials starting at just $6. Find your location at originalhooters.com. And for those of you outside the Tampa Bay area, you know where your nearest Hooters location is. I thank Hooters for their presenting sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Over the last couple of Mondays, we have assembled various podcast listeners to play in free fantasy football leagues hosted by me and powered by Hooters and JoeBucksFan.com. I want to thank Bobby and the lovely Brooke, Hooters calendar girl. Bobby was the manager. Brooke waited on us at the Hillsborough Avenue location in Tampa for that draft, and then at the St. Pete location on 4th Street North. Lisa was the manager that was extremely helpful, and Jordan, who I mistakenly called Nicole when I left that night. I'm sorry, I was kind of brain dead after three fantasy drafts, my own and these two, in the span of 8 days. So to Jordan, I sincerely apologize. I don't know why the name Nicole was in my head. Jordan was great. Lisa was terrific. And we thank Hooters for hosting both fantasy leagues in Tampa and in St. Petersburg. By the way, I started the email account, toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com, simply to get people to sign up for those free fantasy football leagues, which are now up and running. I will not close the email. I won't. As a matter of fact, one of our friends and partners at the website from Lakeland Ford already has used that email to ask me lineup questions because he's one of those people that suddenly is dealing with a week one bye to key players, multiple players. He had Mike Evans and he had Devontae Parker as his wide receiver one and his wide receiver two. So he was simply asking me, you know, is Corey Davis going to be ready to go? And I told him about the pitch count that Davis is likely on and how we've kind of been expecting a slow start out of him for a while. And keep in mind, Tennessee is so run heavy in their scheme anyway. So Davis is probably not the way to go. He owns John Brown. I agree that was probably the way to go, especially with Arizona and one of three potential high-scoring track meet games in addition to the one that we had on Thursday night that was somewhat unexpected that we'll talk about in a moment. But my thanks to the good people at Lakeland Ford for listening to the podcast. And you can keep the questions coming at toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. You can ask me any lineup questions. You can ask me any him questions. You can ask me any waiver questions. Ask me about is this guy worth keeping or should I dump him and pick somebody else up? We'll keep that email going all season long here on the podcast, toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com, and I will do my best to always respond personally. No one else has access to the account to any of your questions that you said. It's enjoyable for me, and I enjoy you listening to the podcast. All right, so let's quickly talk about the Thursday night game. As I record this podcast, I actually have to get up very early Friday for to play in a wonderful charity golf tournament to benefit retired military personnel at Crescent Oaks and support one of the nicest human beings out there in Bill Jokes. And Bill, I'm going to be there. So I'm recording this podcast and I'm going to try to get a little sleep, get up in the morning, help raise money for Thanks Troops. Of course, many of you know I do live in Tampa, So there are other factors this weekend, but I'm going to try to at least focus on fantasy football specific to this podcast. And hopefully I will be able to get you a podcast for Monday as scheduled. I'll do my best. If I do not have access to Wi-Fi or to power, I hope you will understand why there would not be a Monday podcast. It isn't up to me. I'll do my best. So let's talk about the Thursday night game. As I'm recording this, it ended literally within the last 10 to 15 minutes. So what did we learn from Kansas City's thumping of the New England Patriots and the fact that New England had sort of nothing for a counterpunch at the end? This is the New England Patriots that we last saw furiously coming back from 28-3 in the Super Bowl to beat the Atlanta Falcons, and it just wasn't there in the fourth quarter against Kansas City. So one game, let's see what we took out of it. For those of you that invested in Kareem Hunt, it has already paid off. Basically, standard scoring-wise, he was worth roughly 40 points with his yardage and his touchdowns, despite the fumble on the first carry of the night. If you are in leagues with bonuses for big plays, Hunt gave you one of those as well. But standard scoring-wise, should have given you about 40. That's enormous, especially considering there was a report that came out of Kansas City within the last week, I think from Andy Reid press conference, that it might be sort of a committee approach with Hunt and other running backs. Well, Hunt did get a touchdown late in the game, West did, but Hunt clearly was a workhorse back, which is sort of originally what we expected if he got into the job. And after the Spencer Ware injury, because that's kind of what Andy Reid likes to do. And it certainly paid off for those of you that drafted Kareem Hunt. He gave you a huge jump on winning week pace. He made one huge play for a touchdown, so there would have been some bonuses there if you add that in your standard scoring leagues. He'll clearly a huge part of the game plan, just like Hunt was. So he'll, I guess, roughly around 20 points in standard scoring leagues. You'll take that all the time out of any wide receiver that you stick in a starting lineup. Let's see, Mike Gillisley. For those of you that invested a draft pick in him and plugged him into the starting lineup, and I'm going to talk about making starting lineups. I would imagine many of you are kicking yourself because Gillisley only around 45 yards rushing, but three touchdowns. So standard scoring wise, that's 18. So that's a roughly a 22.5 point night. And if you're kicking yourself saying, well, and I didn't even start it, well, we'll talk about that in a moment. Just file it away. You have them on your roster. And granted, the New England running back situation is always sort of in a state of flux, but New England might have a plan with Gillisley, and we saw it tonight. Also, as it relates to Tom Brady, no touchdown passes, none. I own Tom Brady. And I was even like, well, I know he's going to give me one, if not two here in the last 15 plus minutes of the game. He didn't. And he threw a lot of just deep balls, trying to get the big play. He was high on a key third down throw. I don't think his right tackle protected him very well. The yardage was okay on Brady, but if he's not going to throw any touchdowns, that doesn't supplement you. So I'm not expecting a push, which you want to get out of your quarterback, especially when you use a high draft pick on a quarterback like I chose to do in Tom Brady in this particular league. If he's not going to throw for any touchdowns, granted, he didn't throw any picks. He didn't fumble the ball either, but just the yardage isn't going to be enough. It was roughly a 10.9. Meanwhile, Alex Smith was worth about 30 because of his, 368, four touchdowns passing for Alex Smith. Alex Smith, always one of those that seemingly he's just always available on waivers. Always. File it away. Seriously, just file it away. when you get to a bye week, and just you might want to just look for him, especially if Tyreek Hill stays healthy and this Chiefs offense does anything close to what they did against New England. By the way, if you saw Tyreek Hill go out, the word from Michelle Tafoya late in the game was it was just cramping. He could have come back in. Not the same for Eric Berry. The early word was Achilles, and that means Eric Berry is done for the year. That hurts the Chiefs defense. All right. Also, from the New England standpoint, neither tight end paid off. If you are in a must-play tight end league, and if you drafted Gronk or Kelsey, Gronk was probably the first tight end off the board. Kelsey was probably the third or fourth tight end off the board, maybe second. Not much out of either of them tonight. A little more out of Kelsey. Gronk, I think, caught two balls. Brandon Cooks caught three balls. Malcolm Mitchell, what, IR. Almondola it appears as though he's going into concussion protocol. New England might be shopping for wide receivers with these few extra days off. They seem to be running a little short right now. So your season-long picks of Cooks and Gronk didn't work out tonight. Don't panic on that. But didn't give you what you were expecting for week one. Now let me segue into something I talk about often. And you know, there are certain people out there in the fantasy community that I have come to appreciate because they do this year-round. They've been doing it a lot longer than me. I talk a lot about Evan Silva, Todd Gallo, Matthew Berry. Excellent at what they do. I don't agree with everything they say. One of the things that Matthew Berry stands by often going into the playoffs or in the playoffs is, quote, play your studs. I don't agree with that. I think you have enough of a sample size once you get to late in the season in the playoffs where you can look at matchups. You have more to go on than maybe your stud isn't the best play. I contend week one and probably week two, that's when you do it. I don't think you look at your draft board and where you took players and you get cute with it because it's tough to analyze good or bad matchups. I'm going to try here in a moment. But, for example, if let's say the third running back you drafted, well, maybe that's a bad example. I don't think that if you took a running back in the sixth round, you play him instead of the running back you took in the third round, just as an example. You drafted them in these positions for a reason. Go ahead and play them in those positions. It's early in the season, but just go ahead and do it. So maybe it's not play your stud. It's play your draft board, all right? If you drafted, for example, Antonio – well, I got to get around the bye weeks of the Bucks here. Just looking down at one team in the league that I commission. So if you drafted Leonard Fournette in the second round, Marshawn Lynch in the third round, Joe Mixon in the fifth round, and Theo Riddick in the – seventh or eighth round, you play Fournette and Lynch as your top two running backs. It's just, it makes more sense to go based on the draft board at least the first week and probably the second week. Now, if you were somehow got Hunt as an RB3 and you didn't play him week one, you're playing him week two. Yeah, we understand that. So they can play into positions. So play your picks more than play your picks now more than play your studs leading into the playoffs or in the playoffs. All right, let me talk about I'm going to spotlight a few matchups. If you're a fantasy player, you're looking for track meet potential. I think three games other than what Thursday night turned into have track meet potential. Arizona at Detroit, Atlanta at Chicago, and the Giants and Dallas. So again, I'm saying play your picks, but I think value of fantasy performers in some of these games is potentially heightened by high scoring games. And yes, I'll include the Bears in this with the Falcons just because they might be just trying to keep up. If Glennon has a bad first half and the Bears are down 24 to 3, we'll see Trubisky likely in the second half, and he's just going to let it rip. So those are what I think might be track meet games. They're not the only ones, but they're the three I wrote down. The three sort of dud games. Jags-Texans kind of looks like a fantasy dud game. Jets-Bills, also a fantasy dud game. Colts-Rams is just an outright. I don't know how Colts-Rams isn't in London being played in the middle of the night. It's that bad. So, especially with no Andrew Luck. So, sure. If you drafted Leonard Fournette, you're going to play him. If you drafted Shady McCoy, who's the rarity, he's a big-time back, and there's even more reason to believe he's going to get a huge workload now than maybe last year against the Jets and Colts Rams. I don't know what to tell you. I don't own any Colts. I don't own any Rams. Not touching this game. So a couple different sides to that. But yeah, if you own Fournette, I understand you playing him. If you own McCoy, absolutely, you play him. DeAndre Hopkins, you probably drafted him as a wide receiver too. Yeah, go ahead and play your picks. I'm not going to be hypocritical with what I've already said in this particular podcast. Remember, you can email me for... I want to offer you a second opinion. I don't want to set your lineups. Your team is yours. My teams are mine. But if I can help you and give it a bit of a personal touch, email me your questions. I'll do my best to give you an opinion on that you asked for. What you do with my opinion or the information I give you is totally up to you. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. Again, I hope to have for you a new podcast on Monday to recap the Sunday action and look ahead to the Monday night games. But as a Central Florida resident, it depends on if I have Wi-Fi and power to have the resources to actually do that. As of right now, I don't know what to expect, and I don't know where I might be. So, and there are thousands of others in the state of Florida just like me. So bear with me. I'll do my best to give you a Monday podcast. If I don't give you a Monday podcast, I'll make it up to you when I do have power and Wi-Fi with another podcast before next Friday, because week one waivers are so important. Or if I can't do a podcast, maybe I can get some information actually written out on JoeBucksFan.com. I know many of you listen on iTunes and Google Play, but I'll just do the best I can with what I have. I have no idea where I'll be and what sort of resources I will have. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters. 1 full pound of snow crab legs ready for dipping in sweet butter, only $12.99. Hooters, the original wing joint since 1983, and this year, the presenting sponsor of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. And what Hooters was the reason why we were able to gather those of you who listen to podcasts to play in free fantasy football leagues that I hosted, one on the Hillsborough side of Tampa Bay, one on the Pinellas side of Tampa Bay. Hooters was a wonderful host to us, gave us basically all the room we needed to bring people in And they'll be, along with JoeBucksFan.com, giving away prizes at the end of the season. My thanks to Hooters for their season-long presenting sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Hooters, the original wing joint since 1983. That does it for this edition of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. I hope to talk to you with a Monday podcast after the weekend.